This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's 9:09 and it's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
Tomorrow is Friday. Thank you, Morgan. Thursday. Tonight, I'm watching two episodes of Big Brother. I guess we're going to, you know, if they're on at 8 o'clock, I guess we can watch them. Talk about
them next
day.
You must be so excited.
Oh, my God.
Two full hours?
It's like a marathon.
Lucky.
Day.
I'm so lucky. I can't believe I get to watch it.
Yeah, I watched last night's, and so I'll catch tonight's before bed and be ready. Don't worry.
Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., it'll be a spoiler alert situation since we're not giving you the full 2 days to do your homework for the eviction episode. But it's Friday, you know, I'll take a nap after that or something. So I'm going to be like, all crabby and stuff. All right, let's get to what the people had to say, Vin.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here is some of the stuff you guys sent us today. 510 says, Vin, started listening to the new Glass Animals album and love it. Thanks for the rec. Yeah, those guys are good. They're really good. And their album just came out. So if you're looking for something new, they're fun. Mountain Dew is getting harder to find, too. I went to my local 7-Eleven and they've been out for weeks.
Oh.
707 says, there's been a slowdown on production of aluminum cans. That's the problem.
Oh.
There seems to be weird supply chain issues all over the place for different random products. So, and also runs on stuff where you go, like I even told you guys the other day, for some reason, skateboarding is like... The skateboard shops are sold out of tons of stuff because skateboarding's having sort of I guess as kids have had summer to be stuck at home, they've taken up skateboarding. So it's
well,
weird.
Says that they've taken up something and not just, you know,
right.
Booger picking or something. I am like an expert.
What's wrong
digging
with
for
that?
Gold up here. Nothing. Just, you know, not as a hobby.
Right. Let's see. Napa's forecasting 105 tomorrow, then 100, 98, 105, 107, 105,
oh,
then
my God.
100.
Oh, Lord. That is too hot.
Yep. Yeah, it sure is. Hey, good morning, S&V. That's cool about India. The women in the state of Kerala, I'm sure I got that wrong, India, actually have an annual ceremony that honors the young women who start their menstrual cycle that year.
Oh, wow.
If you've never been to India, you may want to put it on your bucket list. It's the most fascinating place I've traveled. Have an awesome Thursday. My problems become that now at this age, I'm looking at traveling and I just won't be able to get to it all. And it'll mostly be cost related, time related as well. But, you know, you can't fit it all in.
That is true. You can't do everything, Vin. I suppose if you were a multi-billionaire who had retired from whatever made you all that money and you really dedicated yourself to getting everywhere, you might be able to do some of it, but
right.
Not all of it.
Yeah, I don't know if India is going to get on the list because there's a long list. But
there's a million places I'd go before India, but I'm sure it is amazing. I've actually heard it's not great to visit as a woman, but I can only take what I've heard.
Right. Well, that person liked it. But I would also say that I still, even though here I am, I want to see France and I want to, you know, see other places. And
where the ladies wear no pants.
Christina sings about, she thinks Germany's amazing.
Oh, you know, my God. Like, Germany is amazing. I was blown away. I was like, Germany? Isn't it like gray and they're horrible people? No, turns out that place is, like, I would go back to Germany before I would totally go back. I loved it there.
That's what I mean. So on top of having these new places I want to get to, I also love Hawaii. And want to go there.
Yep.
So I'm going to have to mix in the places I already love along with Mexico and Hawaii. I'll try to fit in these others, but it's not going to, there's unfortunate that I didn't start.
Your wife's lucky. She's seen a lot of Europe, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm. Tons of it. Yeah. I saw David Lee Roth with Kiss days before the shelter in place. Kiss was amazing, and David Lee Roth is a sad joke. I'm a huge Van Halen, a huge VH fan of the previous DLR. LOL.
That's too bad. Oh, so they were already touring together. That's good news.
Yeah. Yeah, they were on tour.
Pick it right back up.
In fact, here's another one, 408. David Lee Roth opened for Kiss in Oakland on March 6th, just before the shelter in place.
Right before.
May have been one of their last shows.
Yeah, probably.
Attention, people. Do not mail anything that you can hand deliver yourself. Let's try to help our mail people by lightening their load. Please, this is actually serious.
Yeah, I'm very worried about this election.
Well, I have other texts. I'll get to those in a second, but I'll try to do these in some order. As soon as I start skipping, I'll find myself completely lost.
Okay.
This person loves Lewis Capaldi and wants us to play it way more. We do not play it enough. I hear it 2 times an hour, and I need more Lewis Capaldi.
I feel the same way.
Yeah, I'm with you. I am fully obsessed, so you ask and you shall receive.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was a joke. We have heard it. We actually have heard it enough today.
I didn't. No, I'm not joking. I want more of it. I don't know about you.
707 says, "I love you guys. I really miss your bad advice. I think you should do a segment once a week and maybe just do a PG version." That's not the segment, though. The segment isn't PG. That's the problem.
Yep, that is the problem. Although, if you've got a problem, there is absolutely no reason you can't send it to us. We do enjoy batting a problem around and giving our amazing, we call it bad advice, but I don't know why, just to be the height of irony.
Right.
Best advice you'll ever get.
Hey, guys, Robin Williams' house. How about no one wants to buy it because that's where he killed himself? Not a great thing.
I think he killed himself at his other house.
I don't know.
Doesn't he have one up the street from there?
In Seacliff?
Oh, yeah, no.
No, the Seacliff one is gone. And then he had a huge thing in Napa that I thought he already gotten rid of.
Oh, maybe he did. Maybe that is where he killed himself. Yeah, that,
I think, I think they're right.
That might be something that hangs over it, like a pall.
Well, there's always people who like that, but I obviously, I definitely think that could be an issue. I think that,
and
he's someone I love so much. Yeah, I wouldn't want to have the house where
I really don't want to buy the ghost of Robin Williams. It's not
right. 408 says, "You're right. I'm an escrow officer in Sacramento area, and houses are flying. I've never worked so many 16-hour days in my career." And they're also mentioning the low interest rates as being a reason for people. So on top a lot of the rental market has had major problems because people can't afford to pay their rent due to the job loss or whatever. But those people who still have their jobs and have money are like, now's the time. I'm under 3% interest rate? Come on.
Okay.
And if you can do a 15-year mortgage, they're even lower.
And even though it's a higher payment, I mean, you were just chunking away at it. Like, you could, you know, that would be good.
925 says, "John Oliver did a story about the USPS situation a few weeks ago. Everyone should watch that." Have you seen that?
I think I have seen it. Seth Meyers did a closer look on it last night, too. It's just very, or two nights ago, Nicole. I don't know if you watched it. Is it Tuesday night?
Or I think so.
Monday or Tuesday night, mm-hmm. He did it. And it's just, I mean, it's outrageous. The level of just outright corruption in your face, like we're screwing this up and making it so that we get to question this and not turn over. There's no peaceful transfer of power. Honest to God, it's scary as hell.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening in this country?
I had a package sent via the USPS from SoCal. It arrived in Florida, then to its final destination in Redwood City.
Oh.
I agree. Something's up with the postal system. Haven't received anything from unemployment since June. My friend is receiving her unemployment mail. Everything is all messed up. Here's another one. Hey, radio family. Sarah, please get the word out. Hand deliver your ballot to voter registration office in your county. Do not mail it. Hand deliver. I'll do that.
I could easily do that. I mean, that's, you know, if you find out where it is and it's easy enough, it's...
I did that.
You do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know exactly how it's going to be this year, but if you know your polling place and you are a mail-in ballot, but you didn't have time to mail it in, if you bring it in, like, sealed and everything ready to go, they have, like, these drop boxes for it.
Yeah, there you go.
So you just drop it in, so that's what I did.
We probably should mention that more. I really think that, you know, the problem is the whole nation needs to know that. This mm-hmm. is not just a local problem. In fact, by the time California's votes are in, generally speaking, the election's been won.
Oh, my God. Give it a rest. The USPS has always been a joke. No, this is
no,
different.
It hasn't. This is totally different.
I'm telling you the story
I
told you about.
It used to be the only profitable government business.
The story I told you about that mail to my agent is real. Like, that was a month before it showed up. And it should have gotten there in a week or less. And then the reason it didn't get there was because it ended up in Sacramento for no reason. Like, nothing on there that was on that label. But
nothing
someone is
unclear.
Saying that there's a zip code stamp that may have been wrong that sent it to a different place. I don't know, but
that's
it's
weird.
Not. It's not on my part. That would have been on the postal offices. Anyway, it's for real. So never mail your ballot. I hand deliver mine. There you go. So that's what we've got to do. Oh, some people are saying, not only is it a Saturday for Halloween this year, but it will be a full moon for Halloween this year.
The scariest of times. The crazies come out. The werewolves, they change.
Well, and also, it's bright. That's nice.
It is nice. I love a full moon.
Bunnies, can you go back a moment? Did you say New Mexico nuclear reactors? Yeah, go look at the list of the weird things that each state imports that is...
It does seem like a weird thing to import, though. Like, how many of those do you need? And are we just talking, like, supplies for one? I thought
thing,
but I thought, I don't know if I'm going to ask that question.
Maybe in this situation, it's you know, five nuclear things is a lot. And so that made
well, more
the
than
list
any
because,
other. Right.
Right. I mean, that's what they're talking about is weird things that are... And I did think, like, wow, that's weird that Boston, or I'm sorry, Massachusetts is lobster, but I guess that's a big menu item. Who can feed all? I mean, I've seen Sarah needs at least three per
20.
Dinner sitting.
20 a week. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah, I love lobster, and it's true that, you know, I'm sure that they import more than anybody. Although you can get lobster. You can catch lobster there. It's the Maine lobster, you know. That's the one.
You dummies, Florida coffee substitute is cocaine.
Oh, of course.
415 says, coffee substitute is energy drinks, you dingbats.
Oh.
God, with the name calling. Either way, I don't know what a coffee substitute is. I certainly wouldn't have thought cocaine.
No,
but
I wouldn't have either.
You know, I guess
or energy
I get the
drinks.
Joke, but all right.
No dose.
Did you take those a lot when you were a kid?
I did not. Did you?
Right. No. I don't like uppers. I never liked uppers. I've always been a booze guy.
Yeah.
So that's just, you know, I can't say I never took one, but I didn't. Not anything that made me, you know, more hyper, or I just wasn't.
Yeah,
into
you
it.
didn't need that. You were a hyper dude. Right. Actually, that's probably why alcohol worked for you. It's like, let's take this down a peg.
Right. We talked about the vaccine trials that are going on. We're entering the third phase in some trials here in the Bay Area. They're actually being done here by Kaiser Permanente. Vinny and Sarah, just because you got the vaccine doesn't mean you actually got the vaccine. You may have gotten the placebo. Right. We didn't even think of that. But
yeah,
you certainly aren't going to be walking around being all chesty now that you've got this this vaccine, because you may not have gotten the vaccine. You're part of a trial. I'm sure they explain that to people.
Sure they do. They must.
Right?
You'd think.
And we know that, you know, Russia's coming to the rescue, so any minute now.
Don't worry.
Be okay.
Trial over. Daughter lived. He's good.
Hey, morning show. I remember you doing the balloon stunt at the Oakland Coliseum parking lot.
Oh, is that where I knew we did it in a big parking lot the first time, and No Name decided he wanted to use balloons to go up. I think it was before the movie Up came out. Maybe it was around that time. I don't know.
We remember is it Flights for Food? Is that what you guys called
it? That's what it was. Yeah, we did. It was like a fundraiser.
The weather at the Coliseum parking lot was dreadful. The Cow Palace was so fun, though. We miss your remote shenanigans. Well, you know.
Things have changed.
If you noticed, the thing that stood out to me as you were talking about that was the budget. I was like, you had the money to do that? Right now, that's just not, you know, we could definitely come up with great ideas. We could send them through the pipeline, and I think that most of those would get batted right back at us.
Well, that seems expensive and like, might be a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Right.
Let's err on the side of safety and say no.
You had the money for balloons?
Well, I will say, I'm pretty sure it was a woman named the Balloon Lady who kicked in for us. Like, we did a trade with
good.
Her or something.
So you didn't have the money for the balloon.
So we didn't have the money. I don't remember there being a budget, really, for anything beyond, say, Alice t-shirts ever.
Right. Morning, Alice Radio. Hey, Vinny. So Vice News did a story about tattoo artist named Grime last night. Is that your guy? I mean, yes, my guy's named Grime and he does do tattoos. I didn't see the Vice story, but he is a local hero, a local celebrity in the tattoo world. And he's definitely in the tattoo world internationally known. But I didn't see it.
There could be more than one Grime.
Might be. Maybe. I don't think so, but I didn't see it, so I can't confirm. I now live in SoCal, and word on the street is that indeed Mr. Cowell.
This must be Simon Cowell.
Yeah, I think so. Was showing off for his family, attempting a wheelie on his new e-bike and fell backwards on his driveway. So there it is. He was trying to do, you know, something fancy. Cal was riding a Swind EB01 motorbike. Yeah, what I read about it is that bike is way faster than even an e-bike. It's not supposed to be classified the same.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty souped up as that goes. $20,000 too. It's not cheap. Not that any e-bike is cheap. Couple grand easy.
Weirdest thing. When I wake up too early, I'll turn on Alice Radio to help me go back to sleep. Sorry. Anyway, I turn on today and I hear Vinny talking about Lewis's restaurant out by Ocean Beach. It's my family restaurant. We've been there 83 years. And yes, on July 13th, we closed permanently due to the pandemic.
Oh.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
That is horrible.
83 years in business.
It's tragic.
Here's
another
one.
Sorry for your family's loss.
Vinny, sadly, Lewis's closed for good. It was an SF institution for over 80 years. Yeah, I used to eat breakfast there. I walked down the street. I lived right up the street from it and went there often. And often brought guests. It was nice. It's a nice place to go. All right. Well, you know, I'm
beautiful
not going to.
Views.
Sure. Of course. Anyway, that's all for. What? Oh, yeah. Well, I'm late. That's all for the texts. We'll be back after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, I wish you'd caught all that. That was beautiful.
Oh, what?
Your song you were just singing.
Just humming away.
A little on a Thursday creation morning. Of your own. Mm-hmm. A song in your heart. That's so nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's sweet. You have big plans today? What's happening at the house?
I actually am going to go meet up with my friend Peter, and we're going to go try and have a surf. And I don't have high hopes. The prediction was for this week was like 3 or 4 solid days, and it turned out there was one good day. On Tuesday, Tuesday. Yesterday was junk, and I'm expecting today to be junk too. But it'll be nice to see a friend, and we'll go have a look, and we'll see what happens. And then I'll probably go grocery shopping and spend the rest of the afternoon in front of the television with the air conditioning on.
Oh, that sounds good. Yeah,
it's gonna be hot.
Turn the AC on. It is. I guess tomorrow, and then into next week. It's just expect it. It's coming. Summer is actually here now. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, have a great day. Don't forget that Big Brother is on tonight. It's an eviction show. So yay. Julie Chen will be on. That'll be great. And we'll check you back here tomorrow on Friday. Jane is on at 3:00. She's amazing.
Did you see the picture Jane posted yesterday?
She's got 4 inches of bangs hanging. They're down past her nose at this point.
I can't believe that she wouldn't just, at this point, having waited this long, why wouldn't you just go all one length and like wait it out? She's another month or two from being able to pull that behind her ears and be done with bangs.
She looks good with bangs though. I like her bangs.
I know that she does, but dude, bangs are like, she has to keep that up.
Yeah. Oh, she said she's got like every 2 week appointment because she does them in like a point that comes down between her eyebrows.
They are very, very tight.
Seems like you could just cut that yourself. I mean, I'd definitely try it. Anyway, she's got a show coming up later today, and Alice is open for business 24/7, so stick with us, would you? If you're streaming us, just leave the stream on 24/7. That's all we ask. It's just a little thing. A little teeny thing. And we'll check you back here on Friday.
Have a good one.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.